Here we are on Conway Point, an area that has gone by a number of different names over the years, from Penui,
the Basque word for peninsula,
to McConnell Point,
named after Colonel John McConnell, who built Fort Ramsey in 1826,
to La Pointe du Vieil Hôpital. The point was apparently given the name Conway in honor of Henry Seymour Conway, British military man and Secretary of State in London.
Regardless of where its name comes from, Conway Point was as much a factor in the growth of the town of Gaspé as O'Hara's Point, its counterpart on the north shore of the basin. Together, the two points create a narrow arm at the mouth of the York River. Around 1750, under the French regime, the point became the first permanently settled area in Gaspé, when, as evidence suggests, Pierre Révol and the fishermen he employed built the first homes in the area. Conway Point was home to the first wharves, streets, businesses, homes, and places for recreation in Gaspé Harbor, which also had its own glory days. In fact, the north and south shores of the harbor progressed concurrently in a similar fashion and at essentially the same rhythm. Although it is hard to imagine it as such today, the area was once a major trade and shipping hub, thanks in large part to the docks where John Le Boutillier conducted his most profitable business activities. Lumber processing in newly created sawmills eventually took over the fishing industry. Then, at the dawn of the 20th century, railroads brought a new form of transportation to the area, despite its location at the end of the land.
Oh, by the way,
in the early days of British rule, around 1762, a British surveyor named John Collins chose Conway Point and its elevation as the site of future military fortifications. Collins had a redoubt built to house a militia that would protect the town in the event of an invasion. Four cannons were positioned atop the bluff. Three of them have remained there to this day. As for what happened to the fourth, no one is quite sure.
Conway Point is also a bone of contention among historians, who disagree over the exact location where Jacques Cartier planted his cross and claimed the land in the name of the King of France. According to some, the point's geographic location makes it a likely candidate for the site of the historic event, even if there is no documentation to support such a theory. However, others reject the hypothesis, claiming that the strong winds that constantly sweep the area would have made it unsuitable for such a ceremony. Will there ever be an answer to this age-old question?